Cause it's a brand new game and I wanna play.
Canned Heat action for you on your radio, friend. 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's hump day. This is Glenn Klein. I've got my cans on. It's a little radio lingo. Lingo? Lingo. For you beautiful humans. It's headphones. I got my cans on. Got a big program scheduled for you on this Wednesday, November 16th. Coming up in this hour after the great Tom Carco's news, we will be visited by Mount Pleasant police officer, benefactor, and most importantly, huge Chicago Cubs fan, Officer James Kelly. He's got another charitable effort underway and always enjoy our visits with Officer Kelly. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, David Mack, the Racine County Emergency Manager, will be here. Dave used to do political analysis on election night way back in the day, so we're going to get his take on what just happened. Can you believe it? It's just been a week ago. 1 week ago today, the nation was in a state of shock with the election of Donald J. Trump. Even if you voted for the guy, it was shocking, surprising. This is a country in stress right now. Stress is the number one producer of disease in beautiful humans. But it doesn't have to be. It's how one manages stress that is the important thing. The number one cause of stress is change. Sociologists have done research, even good change. Like, in my humble radio talk show host opinion, it was a good thing. It was a good change to have America's first African-American president. I voted for him. I was excited to see history, but also I believed him. I believed Senator Barack Obama of Illinois, that he understood that we're not red states, we're not blue states, we're the United States of America, as he always likes to add. But I was naive. He got in there, and he just embraced the Chicago Daily Machine way. You do whatever you got to do, you say whatever you got to say to get your way. We'll be talking about that momentarily. Then coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we are going to be revisited by the victorious senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the heels of his big come-from-behind victory that your play-by-play man and color analyst for life predicted would happen. I predicted it months before it happened, when he was well down in the polls to Russ Feingold. So undoubtedly, the chairman of the Homeland Security Department, or a committee, I should say, in the Senate, will be in a very good mood coming up at 11 o'clock. Because the Hour of Power focuses on information, and we normally don't do a lot of community conversations during that, I've been sharing the information about the historical reasons, the macro reasons, the ancient American historical occurrences that led to the election of President-elect Donald Trump. So I'm going to forego that during today's Hour of Power. I'm going to share it right now with you and then tie it into what's happening today. But make sure you stay tuned in or logged on to WRJN.com, AM 1400, FM 98.1 in Kenosha, 99.9 now in Racine, for all this exciting, never boring radio. So there are things that we need to learn from history, because if we don't, we are apt to repeat it. And some of the history of this country and in our own little personal lives, we don't want to repeat, do we? But the seeds for what happened a week ago yesterday was sown at the founding of our country. At our heart, and this was the first reason, we are revolutionaries. We are rebels. Everyone in the country that came over originally were escaping something. They wanted economic freedom. They wanted religious freedom. They were rebelling from their land of origin, except, of course, for the Africans and the natives that were dragged here against their will and were already here, respectively. But 240 years plus, 400 years plus later, we've got a nice mixture. But we at our core, if you tell us we can't do something, we're going to want to do it even more. You can't go to the moon. Okay, we'll go to the moon. You can't have freedom of expression. You can't have freedom of religion. You can't have representation with taxation. Okay, check it out. So when the country was founded, we were in rebellion. This was a major rebellious moment. This never happened before. What happened a week from Tuesday? We have never elected a man to office who has never been in the government and never has had military experience. He did run a pretty good reality TV show and some nice beauty pageants, I'll give you that. And now we've got NBA teams that are going to boycott Trump hotels. Do you know how stupid that is? How is that hurting Donald Trump? You know who it hurts? The chambermaids, the valet parkers, the hotel clerks, the maintenance guys and gals. Yeah, that's who it hurts. It doesn't do anything to Donald Trump. He's moving out of Trump Tower, at least part-time. But people don't think rationally. What are they doing? I saw a great meme on Facebook that had protesters outside the White House, and it was an expletive President Trump. And the comment was, he's not even here yet. All you're doing is bothering Barack and Michelle while they're trying to eat dinner. The number two historical reason that led to the election of Mr. Trump was because of how Great Britain responded to our rebellious nature. We had legitimate grievances. We had taxation without representation. They had a parliament. They still do. So it was Great Britain's ineffective response to our legitimate grievances. That was number two. Number three, once we declared independence, Great Britain and King Charles and the Parliament thought there was no way in the world that the Americans with their militia and their farmers and their little muskets would ever be able to beat the British Empire. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called arrogance. The mainstream media and the Democrats, from the top on down, thought there was no way that Donald J. Trump was going to win the White House. That was arrogant. There were a few Democrats who were ringing in the clarion call, like Michael Moore, who said he could win this thing. Bill Maher said that he could win this thing. And he did. Then, as things progressed and we win independence from Great Britain and we form a constitution, there was a decision made, a huge decision, two things: that we would have a strong central federal government, and that it would not be a direct election of the people, it would be a republic, and that they would install a thing called the Electoral College, I think for very good reasons. Mr. Trump has been converted to those beliefs, apparently, in a recent tweet. He who was totally against the Electoral College now thinks that it's genius. It is genius, by the way. But then the strong form of central government, the federal government, in what was originally called Washington City, which became Washington, D.C., it just gets too powerful. And we saw another rebellion against it. And the imposition of regulations and taxes and out-of-touch governance, that's what we saw last Tuesday. The next reason, historically, that led to the results of November 8th was because the country was divided along north and south boundaries. And the north lorded their power, their financial influence over the south. It was not just slavery, although, of course, slavery was at the forefront of the Civil War. But that commitment to dominating the South by the North literally led to a division in this country to this day. The South pretty much has always voted in a monolithic voting bloc. When the Republicans were at the forefront of emancipation with Abraham Lincoln and Reconstruction after Lincoln was assassinated, the South for 100 years was Democrat. It wasn't until Lyndon Johnson came in and initiated the civil rights legislation that the South became Republican. But without that monolithic voting bloc, Trump does not win on Tuesday. He needed all of the South, and he got them all. All the predictable, consistent Republican red states all voted for Trump. And then, of course, he picked up the Rust Belt states of Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and our beautiful home state of Wisconsin. Shockingly, the Democrats are out of touch. And the fact that they're considering right now, they've already said that Chuck Schumer is going to be the Senate Minority Leader, the Democrat from New York. But the fact that they're still considering re-electing Nancy Pelosi as the minority leader just shows how out of touch they are with America. In the 10 o'clock hour, I'll be talking about the micro reasons. President Obama does not take responsibility for the election of his successor. But without a doubt, he is at the forefront of the reason that the 45th president of the United States will be Donald J. Trump.
Sometimes you just need a little help. Trusted caregivers from Society's Assets have been helping seniors or folks with disabilities live safely at home for over 40 years. Help with housekeeping, shopping, appointments, personal care and medication reminders, companionship, or care after hospitalization. Call 637-9128 or visit societiesassets.org to schedule your free care assessment. Society's Assets, care for loved ones, comfort for all. Society's
Assets. It's coming up to 9:30 on WRJN. This is Glenn Klein. The great Tom Carco awaits us in the News Center with this hour's update. But first, I got some hankering for some wings.
Are you craving wings? Wingstop in Racine has you covered. Enjoy tasty flavors from Original Hot.
Some areas of fog, but with sunshine going to 56 today, during the next few days we'll be rather astonished at how warm it gets. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 40, inland 47, lakeside tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 65 degrees. And Friday, mostly cloudy, windy and warm. Some showers coming in, high 64. Now after that, it does turn colder. And during the course of the weekend, temperatures will be mostly in the 30s and low 40s on Saturday and Sunday, and may not get past the 40s through the middle of next week. Quite a change. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Kenosha right now, 47 degrees, 39 Burlington, Milwaukee 48, 46 in Racine. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Are you going to be astonished as how warm it gets?
Yes, and astonished as how cold it's going to get quickly. Winds are supposed to howl this weekend.
You know what they say about the weather in Wisconsin, TK?
What's that?
They say, if you don't like it, wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Besides the rim shot, we need to get us a cricket sound effect for those moments.
Yeah.
You always give them to me.
Or the soft shoe number.
What's that?
T for two. The soft shoe.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, sure. So remember yesterday we were talking at this time and I made another bold prediction and here's how that sounded yesterday.
Again.
And here's another prediction.
Captain Obvious.
Here's another prediction.
Yes.
This will not be so obvious.
All right.
Mike MC Hammer Clemens was reporting all morning about the possibility that Mark Eichhorst lookalike, Joe Maddon, will win National League Manager of the Year.
Well, that's a pretty good assumption.
Right. I am predicting he will not win it.
Who will?
Dave Roberts, Los Angeles Dodgers.
Interesting.
And now here's why. Jealousy. They are...
By the people that vote for that?
Exactly.
They don't like the Cubs or Joe
Maddon?
No, what?
They're just... It's just when some... Listen, everybody's cheering for the Cubs and rooting for the Cubs until they win. Joe Maddon has already won a number of Manager of the Year awards. He won it with the Cubs last year. He won it with the Rays a couple of times in Tampa Bay. It will be Dave Roberts of your Los Angeles Dodgers. And who won it, TK?
Yeah, Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts.
As you said, he did probably a better job with less than Joe Maddon did with more.
No, that's what you said.
Well, it was a suggestion based on what you had said. Was I inaccurate?
No, it was a good prediction. Mm-hmm. You got to give me that. I have another prediction. Now, first of all, you know I predicted months before the election that Ron Johnson would come back from behind and beat Russ Feingold, which he did.
Okay.
He'll be on later on this morning.
Uh-huh.
Senator Johnson returning to the Senate for his last term. He is committed.
That's what he said.
That he is only going to do this one more six-year term. So I will ask him about that, of course. But here is my prediction for today. The Green Bay Packers will turn this thing around. And they will make the playoffs, and they will go deep into the playoffs.
Okay.
That's my story.
Of course, based on the rest of the division, the way things are going.
Well, Detroit's playing all right. But here's why. There is so much tension right now in Titletown that something has to give. You know, it's like when you have a fight with your wife.
Oh?
Yeah, you know what's coming, right? After you have a big old fight with your significant other. Don't you?
No.
Makeup sex.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin DNR.